All right, welcome back. Crunch time, Thursday, 95.3 The Score. We lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Very stuttery lightning round. We don't know if we're going up or down. I don't know any more words to fill in here. Cause I'm a putz.
Oh, man, you always get like, you struggle at the beginning, but you finish strong, or you start
finish strong.
Then you just, you're just
You know
done.
Why? Because I'm the opposite of the horses I bet on.
Okay.
I'm what I aspire to be. Horses finishing strong in the money instead of me cursing at them.
Breaking news, Steve is not a horse. There were a lot of records broken this season, and many firsts, like some that haven't been seen in 40-plus years. Which one is the most impressive? A, James Harden being the first player since 1973 to average 29 points and 11 assists, leading the NBA in assists per game this season.
Wow.
B, the Greek Freak becomes the fifth player ever, the first since LeBron in 08-09, to lead his team in all five major categories, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1.6 steals, 1.9 blocks. Or C, Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double for the first time since Oscar Robertson, played 81 games, had 42 triple-doubles, only led the NBA in scoring with 31.6 points a game.
Well, the Greek Freak is interesting, but I'm sorry, it's diminished because he led the Bucks.
Our playoff team.
Yeah, somebody has to.
Yeah, it's like by default. Harden, wow, I didn't realize that. That's a bunch of production. Come on, Oscar Robertson. You guys probably couldn't even pick him out of a lineup. He last played in, like, I was in elementary school. Maybe middle school. I'm going with C, Westbrook, the trip dub.
Mo Harkless had a pretty average season, averaging about 10 points a game over 77 games played this season. But on April 3rd, he went 3-for-5 on three-point attempts, and then he only took one other three-point shot behind the arc the final four games of the season. Why, you might ask? Harkless has a clause in his contract. If he shoots 35% or better from three, he gets a $500,000 bonus. Harkless shot 35.1% from three. He gets his money. Fill in the blank. Harkless not taking a three over the final four games of the season is blank.
I get one word?
One word. Maybe a couple.
Fiscally responsible? I had to use two. First of all, so what if he hit his first of the year and decided, I'm done. I'm not shooting anymore.
I mean, he could have done that, too.
He went, well, it's not like they had anything to play for. Oh, actually, I guess 3 games ago, they were still battling. I take that back. That was selfish.
Okay. The Mariners blew a 9-3 lead by giving up 7 runs in the ninth to the Angels. The next game the Angels played was against the Rangers. They came back in the ninth inning as well, scoring 3 runs and then 1 in the 10th. The Angels pulled this off against Edwin Diaz, who has a 7.36 ERA in 3 innings pitched, and Sam Dyson, who has a 33 ERA in 3 innings pitched. Which is the real reason that the Angels won these two games? Their offensive attack being that strong, or the two bullpens being terrible?
Well, they scored the runs. They are major league pitchers. My guess is his ERA won't stay at 33 through the rest of the season, and he'll still continue to get a paycheck. So even though I'd love to make fun of the Mariner bullpen, I'm going to go with crediting the lumber of the Anaheim Angels.
There seems to be an art to tanking that is very hard to understand. The Sixers have been doing it for about 8 years now, and they haven't gotten it right. So it makes sense that a young team like the Lakers wouldn't be able to get the tanking thing done and keep their top three protected pick that goes to the Sixers. And they lost last night, but they won a lot down the stretch. The Lakers not being able to tank to keep their top three protected pick is blank.
Is ridiculous, because if you really put your mind to it, and something the Lakers have perfected for the last 3 seasons, they should have this losing thing down. That was literally one of the dumbest wins I've ever seen in sports.
We're 1 day into the NHL playoffs, 2 days from the start of the NBA playoffs. Might as well ask you who you think will take home the Stanley Cup and Larry O'Brien Trophy, and then we'll go ahead and put money on all of the other teams to actually win it. Who will win the Stanley Cup playoffs, and who will win in the NBA playoffs?
I like the Warriors in the Nabah. And I like the Blackhawks in the Nachel.
All right.
So there, by the way, See what he said. Boy, you just got some great information.
Spurs and Pens. Got it.
There we go. players not playing in the NBA is becoming as big, if not bigger, story than actually playing. Fans and TV execs want more emphasis on the regular season, and that means eliminating games in the regular season, which means less money for owners and blah, 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 a whole bunch of other stuff. What is the best solution to overcoming this problem between coaches, players, fans, TV execs, and owners? A, working out schedule quirks like less 5 games in 7 days, back-to-backs, home-and-homes, etc. that give players more rest and they're more likely to play in more games. B, coaches play their players less minutes. Sure, LeBron only comes to Portland once a year, and that might not suck to see him sit on the bench, but, I mean, watching him play 7th or 8th man rotation minutes is better. Or C, an English Premier League-style regular season where you play one game at home, one game on the road against every team. That's 29 home games for the owners rather than 41, but 58 as opposed to 82 games for players to play in.
I can't trust that minutes thing. I like that idea, but you know there's going to be multiple times where they get caught up, it's a 3-point game, and instead of resting your big guns for like the first 3-4 minutes of the fourth quarter, they're in there, they don't want to come out. I don't see them adapting the English Premier League theory. So they're just going to have to tweak the scheduling. I don't even think it's that difficult to spread it out. You get the All-Star break. You don't have to play, like you said, 5 games in 7 days. So I'm going to lean A there. All right, that's a wrap. That's the lightning round.